I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh my goodness. Hey, I got some news for you. It's probably not news because it feels like it happens way too often. Draymond Green got ejected from a basketball game tonight. How? Like 15 minutes ago. I'm sitting here in the studio watching it, but I'm talking about how fat Zion is and all this other stuff. Dray, how you get kicked out of another game? Draymond Green this time, he's trying to receive an entry pass, get into position. He's close to the bench where the man, Nurkic is kind of trying to keep him out from getting the ball. And Draymond Green has his back to him. You know, he's trying to get into position, back him down a little bit, make some space. And he makes a lot of space. He just kind of turns around and swings, quote unquote, blindly, kind of hitting him with an open, closed fist, not with the knuckles, but the open hand to the side of the head. Nurkic goes down. And no, if you haven't seen it yet, well, you can check it out. I just retweeted it on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. It's all over the damn place. There's no mistakes here. There's no, oh, Draymond didn't mean to hit him. Oh, Draymond did it by mistake. He's just too wild as a basketball player. You can't do these things on a basketball court. Like, I should not know off the top of my head that tonight this was Draymond Green's 19th career ejection. I shouldn't know that. I should not. Like, I want to know about points and rebounds, assists and block shots. Those are things I know. But when it comes to Draymond, 19 career ejections? Like, what are we doing here? Like, when is the team? When is the team, like, in the regular season going to go, all right, man, this is enough, bro. You got to go away. And this is a dude who they just signed a contract extension, 4 years, $100 million. They had a choice between him and Klay Thompson. I know Klay Thompson looks kind of busted up and worn down right now. But, man, you got to sit Draymond Green. I know it, quote, unquote, hurt the team. But the man keeps running his mouth. He hurt the team last year when he punched Jordan Poole in the face. And now he's hitting Nurkic? You know, I wanted to talk about Bradley Beal actually playing basketball. And so for the actual game right now, Golden State leads now 82-80. Draymond Green getting the boot 17 minutes in. Steph Curry playing basketball by himself. He has 21 points. Klay Thompson is 2 of 9. He has 7 points. And for the Suns, yeah, Booker has 20. Bradley Beal returning. He has 8 points. And Kevin Durant, yeah, there's no way in hell that all three of the stars on the Suns would play in the same game. And Kevin Durant out day-to-day with an ankle.
Hey, JR.
Yes, Chef.
The West, like, the West, and you know this, is even deeper than last year. The Warriors are on the outside looking in. And I'm not talking about playoff contention. I'm talking about play-in game. So every game matters. So for him to be doing this, when again, Kevin Durant is not on the floor, this is a game you have to have. And JR, I'm trying to read body language. I'm looking at like if Nurkic said anything to him. JR, he's holding his hip to try to get position on Draymond, and he cold clocks him.
Yeah, there was nothing. Nothing. There's no debate about it.
I mean, what are
Draymond
we doing?
Draymond Green is just wilding out.
But JR, know? I mean, it is so common sense at this point. The league has to step in at this point. Like, the Warriors, they're not going to do anything. We know Steve Kerr is spineless when it comes to this. When he's really good
damn
talking
Chef,
about
why are you so angry?
This is a real bad look for the NBA. It's continuously Draymond Green every season. Now it seems like every week. And the guy is in year 12. And the NBA continues to allow this. And it doesn't seem like there's a... And you know what? If I'm the Phoenix Suns, by the way, I'm going over right to Draymond Green, and I'm knocking his ass out. You can't do that. You can't just sucker punch a guy because he's trying to post you up. So, yeah, I'm a little upset right now with the NBA, and specifically the Warriors, and more importantly, Draymond Green, because he's smarter than this. You listen to this guy talk. He's an intelligent young man, and he's acting like a jackass and a bully and a buffoon on the court, and he's in year 12. You're supposed to be getting wiser, not regressing.
Damn, Shep. Okay.
Thank you, JR.
You're welcome. It's all right. Damn. I don't care that much. I'll tell you this much, though. Yeah, the league is I don't know if they're going to suspend him again. He didn't go as far as putting anybody in a chokehold like he did Mr. Rudy Gobert. But he has to go away for more than five games. Like, and it should probably come from the Warriors. Like, there needs to be accountability in the organization. And it's not so much now even Steve Kerr. Dunleavy's son is now the general manager of this team. And it doesn't matter about the playoff positioning. And we know the reason why they've been able to get away, or he's been able to get away with all of this nonsense, is because they've been winning. Well, right now, they ain't winning. And I think there's no bigger or better punishment than to say, hey, you ain't bigger than the team. Like, there's been too many instances where it's been masked as, I'm not changing how I play, and this is how we've won. Well, now y'all ain't winning, man. And from the headlocks and the punches, like, you got to go away. What I would love to see, and it's not going to happen because, well, we have no time machine yet. I need to see Dennis Rodman on the court with Draymond. And I need to see Dennis Rodman cold clock him. I need to see Charles Oakley on the court.
I need Alonzo Mourning.
And I need to see Draymond get punched in the head. That's what happens. Like, this is just, it's ridiculous. And now I just want to see what punishment comes, because he doesn't need to go away for five games. Draymond Green needs to go away for like a month. Like, go sit in a room with Ja Morant and y'all figure it out. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's real nutty. Well, speaking of Draymond, I know we're going to get a lot of calls on him. In about, I don't know, 15 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with someone who is actually a class act. His name is Kelvin Beachum. This man plays offensive line for the Arizona Cardinals. He's doing a lot of great things in the community. We'll talk to Kelvin Beachum in about 15 minutes. Let's get to some of your calls. I have a feeling that people are going to have a lot to say about everything we've discussed so far, from, well, Zion Williamson to now Draymond Green. I also did not forget. No, I didn't. I'm going to tell you how I feel about Shohei Ohtani. We got a lot to talk about. 855-212-4CBS. Let's just try to get your calls and your thoughts in so we can get on as many people as possible. Let's go ahead and get Steve in Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. about Zion, I'm shocked that it's even a question. Like, the it's absolutely inappropriate to be calling somebody out like that. Stephen A. Smith is a bully. There's no other way to put that. You know, I got to tell you, like, you know, being in Canada here, freedom of speech doesn't doesn't cut it as an as an argument. Like, you can question the man on his play, question his conditioning, but there are many ways to say something. And you said it well, that he's an entertainer, Stephen A. Smith. He knew exactly what he was saying. He knew that it, and here we are at, you know, whatever time it is where you are and where I am, and we're talking about him. We've been talking about him all night, right? So mission accomplished on his part. But, you know, and I appreciate your perspective. It's not about feeling bad for Zion. It's more about feeling bad for our society, that this is what we're okay with. We're okay with someone being talked about this way. But let me offer you a slightly different perspective. Would it be okay if he was talking about a WNBA player in the same manner? Because there's a lot of things we can't say anymore, and we shouldn't say, and we should have never said, right? And I don't think that we should be okay with this man who has this platform talking about people that way. Makes it real tough to talk to your kids about, you know, how they should be treating people. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you, Steve, for calling from Toronto. You ain't telling no lies. That's the reality of life. I mean, the biggest influence, if you want to talk about your kids, man, you got to do what you do in your house and make it very clear, hey, what happens outside of these doors. Just because somebody else says or does something don't mean that it's right. And when you talk about WNBA players, yeah, look, man, you're right. This is the world that we live in. It ain't fair. And, nah, it wouldn't be appropriate to say that about a WNBA player because we view women differently. God forbid anybody calls a WNBA player fat. They're probably going to lose their job. It'll probably be a march outside. Right, wrong, indifferent. That's the reality. 855-212-4CBS, Rowdy Rebel calling from Memphis.
Hey, good evening, JR, and Merry Christmas.
To you as well. Go ahead.
I want to first touch on Ja Morant, that me and you both share the same opinion, attitude, if you will, or whatever, towards him, his demeanor or whatever, or on what all he's done. And I want to ask on what is up with the timing on this civil case right before you come off suspension in the NBA. I mean, why didn't you do this earlier or later, suspend, you know, postpone it till later? You're fixed to come on off your 25-game suspension, and now you're having your civil case, and all this bad stuff's coming out again. So I just don't understand that part. And well, on the state, hold on.
That's not hold on, okay, Rowdy. Okay, I got a lot to do here. I got a lot to do. That's something that you'd have to go ahead and take up with Shelby County. Do I think there's a coincidence there? Maybe, maybe not. We know how government works.
Right. Okay. I still, you know, he's got enough money to have lawyers to where either had it earlier or let's postpone this later.
Rowdy, I think you got to give him some legal advice next time, Rowdy, okay?
Well, I just don't understand why he thinks to come off that 20. He's supposed to play.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't have that answer, and neither do you. And unfortunately,
okay.
Yes, it sucks.
That's fine.
Yes, unfortunately, he's coming off a suspension next week, and this is what he's staring in the face. Coincidence? I don't know. I'm not running around trying to prosecute the man. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is here from Montreal.
Hey, JR, what's up?
I'm good. Go ahead, please.
Just real quick, you said about that Turkish guy who punched the ref in the face. Up here in Montreal, a really long time ago in the 50s, there was a player named Maurice Richard. He was bullied by the league because he was French-Canadian. And at a certain point, he punched the ref in the face, and they suspended him for the whole year. And there was riots in Montreal because everyone thought they did it because he was French-Canadian. And anyways, look it up if you're interested, but you're probably not.
Mark, do you need coffee? Like, what are we doing, Mark?
It's late. It's late up here.
Nah, take a nap. In Montreal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard. You're in the Eastern time zone, right?
Yeah.
It's 12:13 in the morning, right?
That's pretty late.
Yeah, I'm sitting here doing a live show with a battery in my back, Mark. You know what I drank? Not coffee, just water.
Yep, you're a professional, JR.
Well, do me a favor. Call and have a little bit of life, man.
All right. I'll try to
hold
add more
on, hold on, try... Mark. Hold on. I'm going to do the show like this now, Mark.
Oh, don't do that, JR.
I will. Mark, call me back tomorrow, okay?
No, wait. I want
energy.
That
no. Now you want to have energy? No. The most energy you show in the show is, wait. Call me back tomorrow, man. Ain't no human, what is that, DayQuil, NyQuil? Come on, man. It's pretty late here, JR. So go to sleep. I got time for that sleep stuff. I got crap to do, man. Like, talk to my main man, Kelvin Beecham. I'm sure we're going to get enough calls about Draymond Green and punching people in the face. No, this is not old news. Draymond punched a guy in the face today. The side of the face, sorry. He punched Nurkic in the side of the face, and Draymond Green got ejected for the 19th time in his career. I can't wait to see what the punishment is. And, oh, yeah, by the way, when the game is over, we'll play it so you can hear it because we can't play it live, otherwise we get cursed out by TNT. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk to a class act. It's Kelvin Beecham of the Arizona Cardinals. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't punch anybody in the meantime.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We know we're in the midst of the NFL season. We're also in the midst of the holiday season. We had to bring on someone who is an offensive lineman in the NFL, also known for constantly giving back, not just during the holidays. He happens to represent the Arizona Cardinals. It's my main man, Kelvin Beecham. How you doing, man? You good?
I'm good, man. Just came off the bye week. Always great to get a W. So going into the bye week with a W is always a great feeling, but glad to be back.
I hear that, man. Nice win against the Steelers. Good luck coming up against those Niners. What did you do during that bye week? But besides your charitable efforts, which we're going to get into, how did you spend the bye week?
You know, one is always, you know, keeping in this line, God, family, football. So spent some time, you know, in the Word, got to church on Sunday as a family, spent time with the family. So took the kids golfing on Saturday, which I enjoyed, you know, took them to school a couple of times during the week, which was nice. And then, you know, supplemented football for business. So, you know, worked on some of those business ventures, you know, during the mid part of the week.
I can dig it. Kelvin Beecham is here with us, the CBS Sports Radio, JR Sport Brief Show. Now, talk to us about what you've been doing with World Vision. And for people who aren't familiar, it seems like every year you're one of the nominees for Walter Payton Man of the Year. That means you're constantly giving back to the community. Tell us what you've been up to.
You know, with World Vision, I've been working with them since 2017. Went to Honduras with them a couple years ago. This past year, went to Lusaka, Zambia. My focus with them has really been access to clean water. We in America take water for granted. To be able to have clean water in some of the developing countries around the world isn't as accessible. So being able to utilize the NFL and this platform to not only talk about it, but to do something about it is something that I've taken a lot of pride in. You know, we just had My Cause, My Cleats this past weekend or the past 2 weeks, and really got to highlight World Vision. And then to take it a step further, actually did a panel this year, bringing some sustainability partners together to talk about access to clean water, water from a sports standpoint, and how we as athletes continue to push different topics that somewhat may be hard and you know, kind of the masses, but when sports gets involved, there's something different. When we as athletes put our name on it, put our stamp of approval on it, people really start to listen.
Absolutely, man. Where can people find out more information, and why was this something that you wanted to get involved with?
You know, I think it was, you know, one, understanding and seeing the need. You know, I'm one of those people, when I see something, I want to do something about it. You know, you just can't go somewhere or feel something when you see something and not do something about it. So to be exposed to some of these different regions across the planet, you know, we as athletes, we have the opportunity to travel during the off season. And it's one thing to travel, but it's another thing to travel and see something that pricks your heart and going to do something about it. So, you know, if you want to find out or learn more about it, you know, my website, kelvinbeecham.com, I'm on all different social media except for the stuff for the super young people. So TikTok and Snapchat.
I can dig it. Kelvin Beecham is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Man, for all the work that you've done off of the field, when it's time to hang them up, I know there's multiple businesses, there's the philanthropic work. When it's time to hang up the cleats, what are you going to get into, man?
Doing the same thing I've been doing while I've been playing football, honestly. You know, continuing to serve the community. That's not going to stop. The areas that I focus on are areas that I've been talking about over the last decade, and I'm going to continue to focus on those areas. And then, you know, on the business side, continue to invest in technology, which is what I've done historically over the last 6 years. I love that particular category. I think it's a category where you can really change the trajectory of your life and really have generational wealth that takes place. There's been a lot of generational transfers that happen within technology. I want to make sure that I'm a part of that particular transformation. So between philanthropic endeavors and what I'm doing, you know, within the technology sector, that is going to be all that I do, continue to do. And, you know, for me, it's being a dad. That's overarching, and those other things will take place as needed.
Well, everything you got going on the field right now, it's like the Cardinals are a team in transition. It feels like you have a first-year head coach. Kyler Murray just came back at QB. How has this year been? It feels like a tale of two seasons.
It has been a tale of two seasons. It's been interesting, to say the least. You know, even with training camp, going into training camp, going against Josh Dobbs, losing Josh Dobbs, bringing K1 back. It's been just a lot that's going on within the building and on the football field. But I think at the end of the day, what you can always look to is this team plays hard. We have a process. It hasn't produced the type of outcomes and results that we want. But I do feel that from a transformational standpoint, we're moving things in the right direction.
Kelvin Beecham is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. As the season has gone on, for rookie head coach and Coach Gannon, have you seen things change from day one up until now?
We haven't. And that's one of the things that I've been actually impressed by, his consistency and his ability to go back and point to his process. There are things that we might have, you know, not have done well from a preparation standpoint that showed on Sunday. And he'll take, you know, the arrow on the forehead, as he says. And there have been things that we've talked about during the week that, you know, we didn't execute on Sundays. And he'll let the team know that. But I think that ability to show the process, to be able to point to where things, you know, may have went well, things didn't go well, and to be able to hold not only himself accountable, but the coaching staff accountable and the players accountable. And I think that's been true since the day he's walked in the door. He's talked about it. He's been about it. And he's held people to that particular standard.
And on Kyler, we've seen him come back now from that blown out ACL. How have you seen him perform? Is he different as a person? I mean, it's one thing to, you know, maybe see your career go away and then you come back. Have you noticed any changes since he's been back out on the field?
You know, his arm talent has always been something that people have raved about. And you see that arm talent continuing to be something that is attractive. I think he's doing a really good job of being able to be mobile in the pocket when he needs to. He's not trying to be Superman. He's managing the game really well. When he has his shots, he takes his shots.
Why do you feel that we've seen so many QBs go down? This year, it's like an entire list and roster, whether it's Deshaun Watson and, you know, we got Joe Flacco playing games now. Why do you think we've seen so many injuries at the QB position?
You know, I don't have the answer for that. But what I would say is that position is dealing with some of the injuries that affect people across the roster. You know, I think it's a lot different when people are paying, you know, $200 million, $300 million to these quarterbacks and they're not available. So it's a lot different. But if you look at any other position across the football field, those position groups have, you know, catastrophic injuries that put holes in the rosters as well. But this has been a quarterback-driven league. The emphasis has been pushed towards the quarterbacks being the faces of these franchises. And when you no longer have those folks that are at the helm, it does affect what people say about a team and how they view a team. It's a quarterback-driven league. If you have a quarterback in this particular league, you're not going to win football games.
Kelvin Beecham is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. As we see the league evolve, and it is a quarterback-driven league, does that make your job so much harder now? I mean, we see the quarterbacks, they're mobile, they're moving. You might think the guy's behind you one way, and then he's scrambled all over the place. What about the job for the lineman?
You know, the job of an offensive lineman never gets easy. You know, we get all the credit when things go bad, and we get none of the credit when things go good. That's the life of an offensive lineman. But I would say that, you know, certain quarterbacks present different challenges. You know, blocking for, and I had the opportunity to block for Ben Roethlisberger blocking for Ben Roethlisberger is completely different than blocking for Kyler Murray. You know, blocking for Lamar Jackson is completely different than blocking for, you know, Matt Ryan or, you know, Aaron Rodgers or any of these quarterbacks. I mean, blocking for Mahomes is different than blocking for Josh Allen. And you see the differences just based off their particular skill set. But I would say these quarterbacks are playing at a really high level, no matter their age and no matter how far and what they've accomplished in the National Football League. And each quarterback provides something different. But it's also systems. Some systems are really heavily dependent on play action. You know, so it really kind of just depends on the system, the style of quarterback. But as an offensive lineman, you got to find a way to get it done no matter who the quarterback is. Whether it's a backup, a four-string guy, or a starter, you got to find a way to get the job done.
Kelvin, I know you're a football guy. I got to ask you a baseball question. I think anybody with a brain might know about this. Saturday afternoon.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Shohei Ohtani gets a $700 million contract. When you came out of SMU, did you think we would see this? And here's a better question for you. Do you think at some point we're going to, or maybe we're in the midst of a sports bubble where the salaries and the payrolls just don't add up? He's making money more than some teams.
The thing is, you know, you mentioned a bubble. There would be no bubble in sports, if you think about it. You know, this has been a trajectory of where contracts have been going over the last two decades. I've been in the league the last decade. I would say if it wasn't for the CBA agreement in 2010, 2011, but I would say I don't see this changing by any means. But what's interesting about this guy's contract, especially in his first year, is he's going to be a DH for the first year. And it's so interesting. We were talking about that this morning when we were doing our warm-up, and they were like, yeah, he's only going to be a DH. I'm like, what do you mean he's only going to be a DH? They were like, well, he's coming off of Tommy John surgery. I'm like, $700 million. But that's the type of money for us all, rising tides for everybody. So we all going to be able to eat at some point.
Well, listen, it's not too late for you to work the O-line and a defensive line, too. You get two salaries, okay, Kelvin?
No doubt, my brother. Thanks so much for making time.
No problem. Where can people find out more information on World Vision, everything that you're working on?
Yeah, you can go to the worldvision.org page. You can go to my page, kelvinbeacham.com. So like I said, Kelvin Beacham on Instagram, IG, Facebook, and LinkedIn. So any of those places.
Appreciate you taking time here in the season, coming off the bye. Appreciate it, my man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I certainly appreciate your show. I really think you do the best job on the radio talk shows.
First of all, I want to say, man, I enjoy your show because it's a different voice and it's I've contemplated calling before.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you again to Kelvin Beacham for joining us here, representing the Arizona Cardinals, more importantly, representing himself, always doing an amazing job in a community. You know, it'd be nice to highlight more of these stories than, you know, Draymond punching somebody in the face, but these are the games, man. And so we're going to talk about Draymond a little bit more at the top of the hour. I'm going to get to your calls as well. Right now, we're coming to a close. The Suns are beating the Warriors 113-106. About a minute left to go in the game. Bradley Beal making his debut, and it's not a pretty one coming off of that back injury. Bradley Beal, 14 points, 5 of 12 from the field. Devin Booker, 30 points. Kevin Durant did not play due to an ankle. And I guess it'll be a cold day in hell before we see Booker, Durant, and Beal all playing in the same game. And for the Warriors, well, it's Steph Curry, 24 points. Klay Thompson, 7 points, 2 of 10 from the field, 1 of 8 from downtown. You would think that somebody took Klay Thompson's powers. You would think that this is Space Jam because Klay Thompson is just a completely different player right now. But we know the big story here is the fact that Draymond Green ejected from the game. 17 minutes he's played. He punches Nurkic in the face, kind of turns around and swings at him. And that's going to be the story. We'll play that for you momentarily when the game ends. By the way, Draymond Green wasn't the only player ejected tonight. How about the NBA's biggest, I mean, well, he's the best center, depending on who the hell you want to ask. Nikola Jokic, he got ejected about 1 minute left in the second quarter. Tonight in Chicago, the Denver Nuggets beat the Bulls 114-106. Tonight, the Chicago Bulls were celebrating Serbian Heritage Night. And so, of course, Nikola Jokic is the centerpiece there. And they gave him a boot. He was looking for a call. He allegedly yelled out something pretty nasty to the official. Call the foul, mother bleeper. And they immediately gave him the boot. You know, after the game, Nikola Jokic said, hey, sometimes, you know, that doesn't get you thrown out of the game. He said he certainly crossed the line, but it was a little bit of a shock, even to Stacey King on NBC Sports Chicago. I want you to take a listen to this ejection. Not even the visiting team could understand why he got the boot.
The official kind of point as if he was ejecting Jokic from the game. That can't be right, can it? Did he get ejected from the game?
Wow.
This happened against the Pistons a few weeks back as well for
Come
Denver.
On. Now listen.
Oh, that,
listen, that's
that
terrible.
Seems, that doesn't
that's
seem fair at all. That's
seems excessive. That's excessive.
Yeah,
Give the guy a tech. He should have got a tech down
got
there,
tech,
but he should have got fouled. But to eject the guy, come on now.
People
didn't come to see the officials. Let's just be honest. They came to see the players. He's one of the players that people came to see. Give him a tech. He earns that. He's a two-time MVP. He earned the right to be able to communicate.
Yeah, he communicated with some language that got him the boot. And, I mean, visually, you know, even knowing the word that he reportedly said, I don't know if that would have warranted an ejection. I think you give him a tech and you keep it moving. I know last night here in Atlanta, Trae Young got the boot. It's just the referees, they got a quick trigger right now. And so I don't know, between the NFL refs, the NBA refs, they suck right now. And I get it. They're human beings. Nobody's going to be perfect. It's a part of sports. It's a part of the game. But, man, it just seems like over the past couple of weeks, we've just had some horrendous calls just all over the damn place. So much more so than usual. Nikola Jokic, he spoke after the game, and this is what he had to say about his ejection.
It is what it is. I'm just happy that we didn't play in Serbia this game. It's going to be really fun to see how it will be ended. You know, so it was interesting, you know. It is what it is. Some guys can say whatever. I think sometimes what I said is not even a technical, so it is what it is. I cross the line, but sometimes that war doesn't cross the line, so it is what it is. I don't want to get I like my money, so I'm not going to say whatever.
He doesn't want to get fined. And it also, he needs to be happy that we weren't in Serbia. He's right, because the referee wouldn't have made it out of the arena. And that's not a joke. We shared with you that audio earlier on in the show about the referee in Turkey. He allowed, the game-tying kick, game-tying goal, and the president of the Turkish club stepped out onto the field, and he punched the referee in the face. I mean, if we had that happening in the NBA, the NFL, then maybe the referees wouldn't be so fast to give these guys the old heave-ho out of the game. Some dangerous stuff out here. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is here from Kansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, first-time caller.
Well, thank you, Mike.
I just like to say that I think they should suspend Draymond Green for the whole season. Maybe that would teach him and everybody else to do things like this.
Yeah, do you think that's going to happen though?
No, not really, but that's just my thought. I mean, why not? Let him be
I think it'd be excessive. Yeah, we had a guy, thank you Mike for calling from Kansas. I get it. We need an example. set an example for who? I don't think the NBA needs to set an example for anybody. I think they just need to punish Draymond Green. It doesn't seem like the Warriors are doing it. I think they should be the ones to say, hey, bro, sit out. And I think the NBA should come out on top and say, hey, man, he needs to sit out even more. Like a 5-game suspension for choking the living hell out of Rudy Gobert, putting him in I don't even know what, the million-dollar dream and dragging him across the court. Like, come on, man. They got him 5 games. He need to go away for a month. 855-212-4CBS. And who needs an example? Who else is acting like Draymond? I couldn't even tell you.
Dylan Brooks?
Is he choking people?
Well, he's not choking like Draymond.
Is he
he's not sucker
people?
Punching, but
he ain't. He's just being a jerk. He ain't. Nobody's doing what Draymond. Draymond has taken this to another level physically. It's just a mess. 855-212-4CBS. Rob is calling from Oregon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Rob. Rob, you're live on the radio.
All right, bro. I was talking about the refs and everything and how everything's going. And
Rob, I mean, do you have – am I on speakerphone?
Yeah, you're in the pickup.
Nah, the speakerphone sounds terrible. You sound like a taxi dispatch right now, man.
I'm sorry, dude.
I'm sorry, Rob.
Remember when I told you to get to a better spot? This would be why.
David is calling from Springfield. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, JR, remember back in the days when the Pistons, BLM there, they were playing the Celtics and the Chief was standing under the goal and BLM there
put his ass in the
air. Airballed him with the left or right elbow. And the referee, oh my God, the referee didn't do nothing. He wasn't ejected. It wasn't even seen by nobody but the people that's watching. The referee didn't even see it because a fire wasn't called on him or nothing.
Well, tell me about 2023.
Yeah. Well, where's Bill Lambie at now? I mean, this is 2023. Where's he at now?
He's not. Well, he was coaching the last I looked. I don't know what he's doing right now.
Okay. Well, that's all I
know he's not playing.
Yep. Hey, man, you and Shep, you guys doing a good job. Keep it up. Okay, then. I'll see you later. Have a good holiday.
Thank you, David. You too. Okay, he's like, oh, Bill Laimbeer. He's not out there handing out ass whoopings. He's not. It'd be nice if he was, but he's not.
JR, because of how he acted in the NBA, he couldn't really get an NBA head coaching job.
The WNBA.
Right, and he's no longer there either.
Yeah, what is he doing now? Nobody knows.
No, he's disappeared. No one's really heard from him in a couple years now.
Oh, well. Yeah, a little too aggressive there. This game ain't over yet. There we go. Yeah, let's get this game over with. Is it officially over? No, not yet, right?
Not yet. Well, yeah. Well, it's over. Yep, it's over right now.
Now it's done.
Yes,
yeah.
It's
Phoenix
completely
Suns
done.
Win 119-116. Let's take a listen to this. This Draymond Green ejection, swinging and hitting Nurkic in the damn face. Listen to this. TNT.
Beal just picked up his third foul. And now Green runs over Nurkic, and he'll be called for the foul. And they're going to take a look at this. See Jason Goble indicating they will go to the monitor here. Nurkic is down in a heap. Green just plows right over Nurkic. And we'll see if there's anything unnecessary added to it. Oh, man.
Well, that's going to be a flagrant.
Yeah, for
sure. Now they're going to just try to decide if they think it was excessive. It's going to be at least a flagrant one, could be a two.
Which would be an ejection. Well, that is a swipe across the face.
Green makes unnecessary and excessive contact to the face. The foul has been upgraded to a flagrant foul, penalty 2, and Green has been ejected from the game.
There you go. When you hear excessive.
Yeah, I don't. Shep, that is Man, who the hell is calling the game?
That was BA, so Brian Anderson, I believe. And then that was SV. That was SVG, Stan Van Gundy.
You call the man S who? SVG?
SVG.
Okay. I would just call him Stan Van Gundy. But what do I know, Shep?
Sorry. Hey, listen, man. You did say OKC. Hey, by the way, they're interviewing.
Yeah, that's what they went. OKC.
I know.
People calling Stan Van Gundy. Not everybody can be as cool as you, Shep.
I'm sorry, Jay. Well, I'm trying to be as cool as you. And I'm not saying that tongue-in-cheek, by the way. So they're interviewing Devin Booker. I'm wondering if they have the guts to ask him, knowing that Draymond Green is an employee of Turner, about this, complete sucker punch that he had on Jokic.
They haven't shied away. Well, not this group. As of tonight, there's Grant Hill and Vince Carter and Jamal Crawford are on the stage with Adam Lefko. The rest of the crew is celebrating Ernie Johnson. He's going into the Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame. So the normal crew is not there. They, and when I say they, and I know specifically, and I think all of them have been very critical of Draymond Green and his behavior over the past several months. I mean, that's regardless of being an employee on TNT. I don't know what the hell these guys are going to say, but I do know Devin Booker, on his part, he has never shied away, really, especially more recently, from speaking his mind. And, I mean, what Draymond Green did tonight, there was no ands, ifs, or buts about it. Whether you want to call it a punch, a close fist slap to the face, it's unnecessary is what it is. And it ain't no basketball move. It's something that if you did it on the basketball court, any place else besides the pros, you, Draymond Green, would have got punched in the face in return. It's just he's wild. He's doing too much right now, and he needs to get punished. And five games ain't going to cut it. He needs to go away for 10 games, 15 games. Move this dude away for an entire month so he can really sit down and lose his money and think about what he's doing. It's just it's nutty right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back from break, we'll take more of your calls. We'll take a listen. What is Devin Booker saying? He's talking to TNT right now. Get to your calls as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
It says here that Gray Bar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Gray Bar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Gray Bar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Gray Bar does that.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.